Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ha Chaf He Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we are in the middle. We began yesterday, Simen Tuf Kuf Tes. And we're on the very top line with the words of the Ramah. Yesterday, we spoke out the din from the Bechaber that if you have a shpud, a spit that is crushed or broken in some way, you're not allowed to straighten it out. That's called Masaki Mona, that's fixing a utensil, you're not allowed to do that. However, the Ramah is a little bit more makel. He's lenient. He says, Hagah, v'davka shiucha litzlos bo below tikkun. When you're not allowed to fix it is if it's usable, albeit it's a little bit more difficult, but the wood, your spit, is still usable without doing this tikkun of bending it back into shape. Avolim eriyoch litzlos bo, kach, if you can't use it in its current form, v'nishbar b'yantiv, and it broke on yantiv, as opposed to it broke before, and you should have fixed it before yantiv, but now it broke on yantiv, what's the poor guy supposed to do? Mutlasakno, he brings down from the tour that you are allowed to go and fix it. However, he brings down from the Rabbeinu Yerucham, Ein Morin Kein L'Rabim. You're not allowed to publicize this. We'll talk about this in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah right now with Sifkot and Gimel. He says, Hainu Al Pi HaDechak. He says, you're able to use this, albeit it's not easy, so then you're not allowed to fix it. Mikol Mokom Choshev HaTikun Tirchi Yisera. Because in this situation, even since you can use it, even this fixing it is considered an unnecessary tircha, and you can't do it. So he agrees, the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber, that if it's usable, you're not allowed to fix it. However, the Ramah says, if it's not usable, then you can fix it. That's his first position. Albeit, he's going to say, we don't really rely upon this, because it's Ein Morin Kein L'Rabim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Dalet explains, the Ramah says that you are allowed to fix it if you can't use the spit without fixing it. Hainu, kigon shenaka mashpud, the shpud is bent harbe, very much. Umas yukosa vinishbar, and it says that it's broken, it means rosalomar o shenishbar rosh shpud, or the top is broken off. Either it's bent or it's broken off. Umach mazen yocholitzel spot, because the top is broken off, you can't stick the meat onto it, and you can't use this spit. So if the spit is unusable, even with difficulty, then you're allowed to fix it. But that had to have occurred beyond this. Sifkot and Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avlam Naka Monishbar be Erev Yontif, if it got bent or it broke on Erev Yontif, you should have fixed it then. Show you have Evshel Lasaklam Be'ob Yom. You had time to fix it before Yontif, then Asur Midin Lasaklam. Then you're absolutely not allowed to fix it on Yontif. Because this would be a situation that everybody agrees. The Hari, Hey Machshir Ocho Nefesh She'Evshel Lasaklam Be'ob Yom. Even the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who's Mekel, which we said many Paskin like, that if you couldn't do it before Yontif, you're allowed to do it on Yontif. If it wasn't, it was EF Sholaso, so then you can do it on Yontif according to Rav Yehuda. But here, you could have fixed it before Yontif. And therefore, even Rav Yehuda would say the Asr L'Kol Yama. Not only the Chacham, but even Rav Yehuda would say that it's Asr. Then he brings down Kosev Magen Avraham Shem and Mariel. The Mariel is brought down by the Magen Avraham. The Nishbar be Yontif Rishon. If it broke on the first day of Yontif, to the Yontif in Chutz La'aretz, also L'Sakhtim Yontif Sheni. The Mariel is Machbir and says you can't fix it on the second day of Yontif because it really is only one day of Yontif. So if we're saying that the second day is Sveka the Yoma, and really the first day was not Yontif, the Lagabi Yom Tosheni, then for the second day, have Yontif Rishon care of Yontif, and you should have fixed it on Erev Yontif. Ah, you can. Tough luck. Because we are practically saying that only one of the 2 days is Yontif, and we theoretically don't know which one. So therefore, if it broke on the first day, the Mariel says, if that first day really was Chol, then you weren't allowed to fix it on the second day, because that broke before Yontif. Ah, you couldn't fix it on the first day for a technicality, so therefore that's not our problem. And you're not allowed to go and use it. Sorry. However, he brings down others that disagree with this Mariel. He brings down from the Big Yesha, if there was no reason to use the Shpud on the first day, then he disagrees with the Mariel and says that the Ramah would allow you to go fix it on the second day if there was no reason to use it on the first day. Likewise, he also disagrees with the Mariel, Rekiva Eger, Ayin Shalom, read over there for his discussion. Sifkot involved, the Mishnah Berurah says, it is mutter in this situation when it was unable to be used, the spit couldn't be used because it was broken or bent, so much so that you couldn't use it at all, then the Ramah says you could use it, mutter l'sakno, you could fix it. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin the Bir Halacha, go look in the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaskel Oso, which we had touched upon a little bit yesterday, but here he has more details. Shekosavnu b'shem achronim, where he brings down the name of various achronim. He writes there in the bracketed part about right in the middle of this Bir Halacha, in the El Yeraba, the Chedusha Rikiv Eger, and other achronim. The Yesh Lahachmir Bazeh Kedas Hamor the Haran. You should follow the stricter opinion of the Balamor and the Ran, the Sirulhu, the Zeo Bechlal Tikkun Kli Gomur, that this is not something you should do. And you read, it's directly across from us in the Bir Halacha. He says, Ladina Hiskim Kamachronim, the Ein Lahaka Lasus Maisa Afil Li Atzmo, the Meshach Kosab Ramah. You shouldn't rely upon this Ramah. The Yeshlochu Shlishita Samor V'Aran, you should be concerned about the Shita of Rav Zerachia Levi, the Balamor, and the Ran, Shechmiru, that they were Machmir B'Nishba Hashput Oshenichva Harbe, was broken or very much bent, Ashiyev Sholitzlos B'Litikin, even when you can't use it, so, nevertheless, they say, the Svirlu, these Machmirim hold, the Zil Tikkun Gomer, to fix it is a real Tikkun, and it's no different than if you were to go, Kisosha Kli Michodosh B'Yontav L'Tzor Chochon Nefesh Damya, and that's not allowed. Also, even Rav Yehuda wouldn't allow you to make a kli from start. And he says, this is so broken that now when you fix it, you're making it from start. That's what it looks like. And therefore, the Balamor and the Rana Machmir. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, we should be Machmir like them. The Osir Af Lema'or, Laman Dematir B'Machshir Ochon Nefesh. And this would be forbidden even to those that would permit it otherwise, but wouldn't permit it in this situation. And therefore, we should be Machmir. And certainly, if there's another spit you could borrow from somebody, he brings out even the Morgan Abram would say, Lukuliyama also shouldn't rely upon this Makel opinion when there are easy other alternatives. Dirish footnote number 6 brings down from Nissan Karlitz at Sal, Shetikun Ashput, who Tikun Godl Yosir. Why are we Machmer over here? Because this is a very big thing to go fix this spit, and therefore, Hechmiru Bo Yosir, there were more Machmer. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishmur says that according to this opinion of the Ramah, you're allowed to do this, even though we just said don't. Ayin prima godim shekosav dehainu lechadadu ma'at. He says you're allowed to go sharpen it a little bit. Sheyocho litchov all of a boser. The top broke off, so you can't stick the meat onto it, so you can sharpen it a little bit in order to go stick the meat onto it. That would be allowed. Aval asak no tikkun gomer, but to make a real fixing of it, then everybody, lukuli yama biyosa, even the makel opinion of the Ramah, would say it's oser. And he says, this is b'dami lohod the pasuk shulchan aruch lekame in sif beis. Is what we're going to learn in a moment in sif beis. The lechadei nesakin b'machshechezes shel even, to go and sharpen the knife and the regular stone sharpening implement is awesome. It's out of din. That's absolutely awesome. Mishum dehu tikkun kli gomer. That's a real tikkun kli. That's a real iser, and you can't do it. So to over here. You can't go and fix this split. That's a real tikkun kli if it's not really usable, and now you make it usable to sharpen it. Even according to the Makel opinion of Rav Yehuda, it wouldn't be allowed. Even according to Ramah, it wouldn't be allowed. Furthermore, the Diri Ramah, that make cooler that the Ramah was Makel on, that was only in regards to the Shpud, which is real Makshir Ochel Nefesh. But avoshar kelish in iskalkel, any other utensil that got broken, for example, can we go on machat shinis akma afilma a needle that got bent even a little bit? Certainly, ain leparsh de lukuliyama. Everybody said you can't fix this because it's not ochel nefesh. The only reason why the Ramah is makel on the shpud because you have no other choice and it's ochel nefesh. But if anything else, that doesn't apply. But even the Ramah said a morin kim l'rabbi quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchah and the Mishabur and Sivkot and Ches says v'uadin l'talmidav. You can't even go and tell your talmidim. Now, Dishu foot number 7 brings down even to tell one person. The Beis Yosef says also Shulchan Aruch Harav she'ein morim. Even to tell one talmid, and this is also the opinion of the Das Torah based upon the Gemara and Rishon. Dishu foot number 8 brings down. L'lamed is halacha l'talmidav b'derech limud. For me to go and say this halacha now in a shir. I'm not paskining this halacha. I'm telling you what the Ramah said. And I'm telling you, then we paskin ain more in Kehla Rabin. So that you're allowed to do. Rav Nissan Karlitz Asal says that's mutter, that's permissible. And there's also mashma from the Mishnah Berurah earlier in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Lamed, all the way at the very beginning. Legabi Hasara Satulim Yola Belaila, that the Mishnah Berurah says that our custom is to take off a tulin at night, even though that the din is that mutter lahashirim olav. Ach in Morikin. Technically, you could leave them on, but we're not Morikin. We're concerned that you're going to pass gas when you sleep at night, so therefore we take off the tefillin even at night, even when you're not sleeping. Technically, you're allowed to leave them on, but we don't tell this to people in Morikin. And he brings down that the Mishnah Berurah said that we're not allowed to say that it's halacha l'maisa, but you're allowed to teach it. I can learn that simon. I can learn it with you now. I'm not telling you to paskin that way. That's allowed. And there's also opinion of Shulchan Aruch Harav and Rav Nissan Karlitz Atzal. He adds, Shemutu gam lichto b'sefer halacha. If we were to write a sefer on this, you'd be allowed to write this down as one of the halachos that is the halacha, the Ein Morin Kein. That is allowed. However, in Dirshu footnote number 9, he brings down that The Mishnah says, "Gam asiya barabim nechsheves korah," that doing something in public is considered horah. So I'm not sure exactly what he would say in terms of writing a sefer. That would seem to be something in public as well, but I'm not sure. In any event, the Lino Ketri says, "Bebnei mishio deyash mikodin muter." So you go and do something in front of somebody else that knows that the din is like this. So the Shulchan Aruch says that would be allowed because you're not really morikain. He knows what the din is. He knows that the din is allowed, but ain't morikain. If he sees you doing it, he understands. What about in front of your family? So there, Rav Nissen Karlitz Hassal wasn't sure. Should you say it's also because you're talking shasib b'fneim nechsheves kasiya bein olav natzvos? It could be considered like you're doing it in front of yourself. Your family's like yourself, so maybe it should be allowed. He brings down the Das Torah. Shekosav shalroa lehet b'fneim beso nechsheves kasiya sadov b'fnei rabim. No, it looks like it's done in front of rabim. So therefore, he's left with a tzaruch in. Okay, now we go to the rest of this Ramot. He says, "Shelo yovo l'sakin gam kain b'nishbar mirav yontif," that we don't allow people to know this halacha, that if it's unusable on yontif, that you could fix it, because the Ramah says, I'm concerned that people will then take this to the next level, and they'll inappropriately say, you can even fix it on yontif if it broke on erev yontif and you could have fixed it. V'uadin l'chol machshirin, she'ev shal asos mirav yontif, and they'll make a tremendous leap that you're allowed to do this for anything that broke before yontif, you can fix it on yontif. In the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel V'uadin, he brings down, look in the Vilna Gaon, according to the Rambam, he says, "Davka b'sakin shenifkimah to who dein morikain." It's only for the knife that is broken that you can't do this. Shelo yivol l'chadid mashcheses shla, that we're concerned that you're going to go and put it into its special sharpening implement. But for other machshiri ocho nefesh, sheyev shel asosim b'vod yom, which you couldn't have done it beforehand, so he brings down the halacha is that you're allowed to do it, umorinkain, and you're allowed to do this. He says, "Volchein lo hiskar machaber b'simet tov tzadihei dein morinkain," because he says he's holding al pidas rabbim, you're allowed to in fact be morinkain. Now we go to Sif Beis. Machaber writes, "Shput shirotzim litzlos bo." If you have a spit that you want to go and roast on it, v'yo aruch yos midai, it's too long and you can't easily roast on it. Asu lechotcho, you're not allowed to go and cut it. V'lo lesarfo, nor you can burn it off. You're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Tes, if you do it this, because you made it from being not usable to being making it into a kli, which is not allowed. And the Shaar Tzion, Oshid Aleph, the Chavetz Chaim says, therefore, even if it happened on Erev Yontif and you didn't have a chance to fix it, it would still be Osir, and this is the opinion of the Eli Rabba and the Vilna Gaon. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, "Ein mashchizin esasakin b'mashchezes shelo." You're not allowed to go sharpen the knife with its special implement, the tool that you use to sharpen it. The Mishnah Berurah explains, "Ein oshleven." This is a stone sharpening implement. We'll see in a moment there are other stones that aren't specialized sharpening stones that you would be allowed to use, but here with its specialized sharpening tool, you're not allowed to do this. Afilu niskal kol chidud b'yontif, and even if the sharpness of your knife got dull on yontif, let's say you shechted five animals and now it's dull, so therefore, even though it became not sharp on yontif, the heavy bechlal tikkun kli, you're not allowed to go fix it in its special sharpening tool, because this would be called fixing the kli. Dirshu footnote number 11 brings down, why is this called machshiri ocho nefesh? This shouldn't be considered like something that you need to do in order to make ocho nefesh. This is it. It's no different than the fire. He says, you have to shech the animal in order to eat it. So how can you say that this is machshir ochel nefesh? This is real ochel nefesh. It's no different than the fire. You're lighting the fire in order to cook. So you're sharpening the knife in order to shech. And this should be allowed. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains in the Shulchan Shlomo, shasakin hari omid l'shimush b'meshach yomim rabin. Because once you sharpen it, it's now going to be good for several days. And therefore, the hashchazah that you're doing is not just for the ochel nefesh right now, and therefore it's for further usage as well, and therefore, therefore, it's not considered real ochel nefesh, but it's still called machshiri ochel nefesh. As opposed to the fire. The fire is going to be used now. You're cooking right now. It's not going to stay on. It's not going to last for days. As opposed to the knife, which does. He adds another reason. That's why you'd be allowed to carry the knife through the Rosh Hashanah on Yontif in order to use it to shech, because it's a one-time usage now. You're carrying it now for the one-time usage to use it now to shech, and therefore it's allowed. The issue for number 12 brings down that the tikkun over here to make it into a sharp knife, Prima Gordon brings down Shilachora ain't also the Rabbanan. To actually sharpen it would only be an issur the Rabbanan, because midin haTorah, it would be machshir ocho nefesh, which would be allowed. Therefore, he brings down from the bir halacha, shim sakin hashchita nifkan biyantiv. If the shchita knife did get broken on yantiv, yitachet shemuta b'mokum t'chak. Under extenuating circumstances, when you have nothing else to eat, it's a great need. You can ask a nachri to go sharpen it for you with this specialized tool, because hutu shvus deshus b'mokum tzarach gadol. Because it's only amir liyakim is only a din the rabbanon, and the sharpening of the knife is only a din the rabbanon. And under great need, you'd be allowed to do this. We continue in the Mechaber, so he says that you're not allowed to sharpen it with a special sharpening implement, however, you are allowed to sharpen it using sharpening it on wood, or cheretz, or some sort of a pottery, or earthenware shard, or evan, or on a stone that's not a specialized sharpening stone, but on a regular stone. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Yudal tells us, the Mechaber is telling us here, even if it's a special sharpening tool, but it's made out of wood, that won't really fix it, and therefore it's allowed. And likewise, you could sharpen it against another knife, that would also be allowed. Sivkot Yud Beis, you could use a stone, he's telling us, Evan de Amma, a regular stone, She'enan Mashes, it's not the specialized stone used for sharpening. Then the Mechaber tells us, V'ein Morin Dover Zeh L'Rabim, but you don't tell this to the public. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel. However, Avol Ahavir Shamnuna Shel Sakin, to remove the schmaltz that's on a knife, Agabi Mashchez Shalates, to run it against the sharpening implement that's made out of wood, O Cheretz or pottery, O Evan, or a plain Stam Rak, O Agabi Chaverto, or against another knife, that would be allowed. Morim Barab Lahatir. That you can tell the public, because that's not really sharpening it, that's removing the schmaltz. The reason why you can't tell the public that you're allowed to do this sharpening, because if you let it use a regular wooden sharpening tool, they're going to use the real stone sharpening tool, and that's not allowed. Under what circumstances? When are you allowed to do this? That's when this knife is still usable, albeit it will be difficult to cut with it, be a little bit harder to cut with it, or it's broken, but you still could cut with it. But if you can't use it at all, it's totally unusable, then then you can't even use the wooden implement tool or the other types of acceptable tools, because even here we're very much concerned that you won't really be able to sharpen it well. It's so dull, it's so unusable right now that this makeshift way of sharpening will not be enough, and you'll forget yourself and you'll go sharpen it with the real sharpening tool. Mr. Brewer explains in Sivkot Yudalid, if you could use it, then it's usable right now, so then we're not concerned that if we let you use it with a wooden implement that's sharpening it, you'll come to use it with a stone implement sharpening it. But if it's unusable right now, then we're concerned that the wood won't be enough, and you'll come to use the regular stone sharpening tool, and that would be too much. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. That concludes today's share.